Story equals information, knowledge, context, and emotion. When facts are so widely available and instantly accessible, each one becomes less valuable. What begins to matter more is the ability to place these facts in context and to deliver them with emotional impact. Hi everyone, I'm David G., speaker, storyteller, and author of the 3-Second Selling Platform. So, stories and sales go together, right? Yes, they do. Stories connect us. They can be your differentiator in a crowded, chaotic, commoditized marketplace. That's because your story is unique. No one else has your founding myth, your organization's DNA, your backstory. Stories will help your current or potential clients and customers listen longer and buy quicker. But you or your products or services can't be the hero of your own story. I've said it before, you cannot be the hero of your own marketing stories. Your quote-unquote stories cannot be thinly veiled sales pitches, as many are. That's because we know people are substantially more motivated by an organization's transcendent purpose, that is, how it improves lives, than by its transactional purpose, how it sells or what it sells. For a brilliant tutorial or refresher on this, check out Simon Sinek's Why TED Talk, yeah? 60 million plus views and counting. I can't imagine too many of you hearing this haven't seen it, but it's worth noting regardless. Character-driven stories produce changes in the brain. Paul Zak is an American neuroeconomist who uses neuroscience to build high-performance organizations and to understand consumer buying decisions. Now, he discovered through his lab's research that a story must first sustain attention, a scarce resource in the brain, by developing tension during the narrative. Quote, if the story is able to create that tension, it's likely that viewers and listeners will come to share the emotions of the characters in it, and after it ends, likely to continue mimicking the feelings and behaviors of those characters, end quote. So how does that apply to your corporate storytelling and brand journalism? Another quote, my experiments show that character-driven stories with emotional content result in a better understanding of the key points a speaker wishes to make and enable better recall of these points weeks later, says Zak. So in other words, it's sticky, right? Continue the quote, in terms of making impact, this blows the standard PowerPoint presentations to bits, indeed. So, character-driven stories with emotional content result in a better understanding of the key points a speaker wishes to make. Let's take a critical look at your content. What does the homepage on your website look like, or your blog pieces, or your social media posts? Now, how about your sales and marketing collateral and the words that come out of the mouths of your sales force or you? Do your stories feature a dramatic arc in which a character struggles and eventually finds unknown abilities and uses these to triumph over adversity? Or is your content mostly about features and specs and infill and your company and your solutions and your products? Well, if you belong to the second camp, you are in the majority. In fact, research shows about 80% of our marketing is about us and what we do and what we sell. As a result, the majority of companies aren't making the most of that opportunity to show up differently and create a competitive advantage through storytelling. Now, apply these principles and structure to engage your audience. Feature transformation. Have a clear beginning, middle, and end. Provide a framework for a case study, perhaps. Remember, you're not the hero, but the mentor, the guide. Be customer-centric. When your audience empathizes with the pain the customer experiences in the absence of your solution, they'll also feel the pleasure of the resolution and how the world improves with you in it, before and after, right? Transformation. We are hardwired for stories. Take advantage of that. Now for a little more science. When we read or hear a bunch of facts, only certain parts in the brain get activated. Scientists call these Broca's area and Wernicke's area. Overall, it hits our language processing parts in the brain where we decode words into meaning. And that's it. Nothing else happens. Nothing. Compare and contrast that when we are being told a story. Things change dramatically. Not only are the language processing parts in our brain activated, but any other area in our brain that we would use when experiencing the events of the story are as well. So stories put our whole brain to work. In his best-selling book, A Whole New Mind, Daniel Pink says stories represent a pathway to understanding that don't run through the analytical side of the brain. We have a hunger for what stories provide, he says. Context enriched by emotion. A deeper understanding of how we fit in and why that matters. The conceptual age can remind us of what has always been true but rarely acted upon. That we must listen to each other's stories and that we are each the authors of our own lives, end quote. In one study I just uncovered, people remembered stories 22 times more often than facts and data. 22 times more. So stop trying to drive someone to a decision by feeding the analytical and skeptical side of their brain with information. Instead, create an emotional connection with the right side of your prospect's brain, the part that ultimately makes the buying decisions anyway. And do that with a well-crafted, audience-appropriate story of struggle and triumph that is unique to you. And that is a true differentiator. I'm David G., speaker, storyteller, and author of the 3-Second Selling Platform, and I am always making my 3 seconds count. See you next time.